May 9, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Paul's Anguish. Opening Prayer. Loving God, thank you for the grace and mercy you offer me today and every day. Help me to be more deliberate in sharing who you are with those around me. Read Romans chapter 9, verses 1 through 5. Paul's anguish over Israel. I speak the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it through the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my people, those of my own race, the people of Israel. Theirs is the adoption to sonship. Theirs the divine glory, the covenants, the receiving of the law, the temple worship, and the promises. Theirs are the patriarchs, and from them is traced the human ancestry of the Messiah, who is God over all, forever praised. Amen. Reflect. While in God's presence, consider what it means to you that Jesus Christ is alive. It's easy to forget that Paul was a Jew. From that moment on the Damascus Road, when he realized that Jesus was alive and confronting him, Paul proclaimed the good news as a Christian. All of the Jewish credentials that had once meant so much to him meant nothing to him now. The only thing that mattered was to put the past behind him and to know Christ and the power of his resurrection. It comes as a bit of a jolt to read of his anguish for his fellow Jews. It shouldn't, because he was soaked in the scriptures, as the next three chapters will testify. Paul himself seems aware of how his words will strike his readers or listeners, as his first words indicate. Chapter 8 ended with the magnificent paean to the love of God. It is the flip side of that to ache for his fellow Jews who have spurned it. He may have put his past behind him, but his love for them never ceased. Like Moses, who offered his own salvation if only God would forgive his idolatrous people, so Paul could almost pray to be accursed. Almost, but not quite, because nothing can separate us from the love of God. In the next couple of chapters, he piles scripture on scripture as he explores how God will work out the salvation of the Jews who had rejected him. Reading his words, we can almost hear Paul thinking aloud. In a sense, these chapters, so often dismissed, are central to this letter. To understand them, we need a grasp of what we call the Old Testament. Don't miss the all in verse 5. Apply. How well do you know the Old Testament? What about gathering together a group of people and reading it right through, noting your questions and meeting weekly to discuss them? Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, I lift up to you those I know and love who have not yet come to faith in you, asking that you open their hearts to the gospel and draw them to yourself.